Thank you to our supporters. The approximate length of this recording is 9 minutes. Thank you to our supporters. Dear supporters, I'm delighted to be writing this, my first ever greeting, in Forward magazine. I joined Guide Dogs over the summer and am loving learning all about our life-changing work. One thing that struck me is just how incredibly dedicated our fundraisers are. Whether you're travelling to other countries to raise money for Guide Dogs like Bob Colclough, or you're coordinating more than 100 fundraisers like Dr. Elizabeth Marsden, a big thank you to each and every one of you. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a peaceful New Year. Terry McGrath, Chief Marketing and Fundraising Officer. Bob Colclough cycled down the Atlantic coast of America in May, starting in Boston, Massachusetts, and ending more than 1,700 miles later in Miami, Florida. Bob, from Lee in Staffordshire, is a cycling fundraiser veteran, previously completing numerous adventures across the world for various charities. He raised money for Guide Dogs because he and wife Karen rehomed retired Guide Dogs Hattie and Grace, and Bob is also a volunteer driver and fundraiser. Bob raised £3,000 and has decided to name a guide dog puppy Nora after his late mother. Included here is a photograph of Bob at the North Carolina state line. Ian West raised more than £3,000 by walking from Nottingham to the south coast of Portugal. Ian's six-week feat didn't even stop on the ferry from Portsmouth to Santander, as he got permission from the captain to complete 12 hours of walking whilst on board. Ian, who turned 70 this year, said, "My brother is going blind and has been diagnosed with macular degeneration. Once I found out about his sight problems, I knew Guide Dogs would be the charity I wanted to support forever. That's my world now." Ian hopes to name a guide dog puppy Neptune. Included here is a photograph of Ian in Nottingham at the start of his walk with Claire Robottom and her black Labrador guide dog Jackie. A huge well done and thank you to 83-year-old Maureen, who walked up Holcombe Hill near Bury in Greater Manchester to raise £620 for guide dogs. Maureen lives in nearby Lavender Hills Care Home, and she was supported by the staff to complete her challenge. Guide Dogs is a charity close to her heart, as her mum had three guide dogs, which Maureen said changed her mum's life. Included here is a photograph of Maureen presenting a cheque to Guide Dogs outside the Northwest Regional Centre in Atherton. Cardiff guide dog owner Ryan Moreland made history as the first guided vision-impaired runner to take part in the Roman Run from Brecon to Merthyr in South Wales. He completed the 16-mile multi-terrain challenge in just over 3 hours 35 minutes with his guide runner Colin Johnson and raised £556 for guide dogs. The race featured challenging ascents and cross-country sections before the runners rejoined the road at the Upper Nyath Reservoir, finishing at Cavada Castle. Ryan said, "It was a tough race, but I was very happy with my time. The last 3 miles were the hardest, particularly the final mile going uphill, but the cheering saw me to the finish." Included here is a photograph of Colin and Ryan training in the hills. St Bridget's C of E Primary School had great success with a coffee afternoon, raising £239.65 through cake sales and donations. This is an amazing total for such a small rural school near Cockermouth, Cumbria. The children had chosen Guide Dogs as their annual charity after a visit from Andrew Curtis and his guide dog Rose with volunteer speaker Margaret Woodward. They had created striking artwork displays on the theme of Guide Dogs for parents to admire, and all the guide dog-shaped biscuits vanished. Included here is a photograph of pupils at St Bridget's looking at an artwork display featuring a working guide dog. Penpacers Running Group raised £24,000 for guide dogs. Group founder and organiser Joe delivers all runs and training sessions for free and instead asks members to donate or fundraise for guide dogs. As well as setting up a Just Giving page, the group have organised a range of fundraising activities around running events and raised sponsorship by taking part in 10Ks and relays. The group have named 6 guide dog puppies, with their most recent puppy, Andy, named in memory of a dear runner friend. Included here is a group photograph of members of the Penn Pacers running group. Staff, pupils and parents at Bosmere Junior School in Havant, Hampshire, have named a 7th guide dog puppy Junior, a yellow Labrador Golden Retriever cross, through Guide Dogs Name a Puppy scheme. Staff and pupils had lots of fun organising a variety of fundraising events, including a sensory trail, cake sale, and playground activities such as pin the tail on the dog and guess the number of dog treats in the jar, managing to raise more than £7,000 in just 1 week. Included here is a photograph of young yellow Labrador Retriever Cross Junior sitting in a dog bed. Staff at the Halifax branch in Belfast raised £10,000 by organising a five-a-side football competition, a Christmas fundraiser and a street collection, as well as a variety of office-based fundraising events. Some colleagues took part in the Belfast City Marathon, and the team also got involved by volunteering at locally held events and shows. Staff named a guide dog puppy Watson, a black Golden Retriever Labrador cross, as a result of their incredible fundraising. Included here is a photograph of puppy Watson with his paws outstretched.
Step 5, 3, 2, 1, jump!
More than 100 guide dog owners, guide dogs volunteers and staff, plus their friends and family, took part in a series of fundraising skydives over the summer and autumn. Organised by Dr. Elizabeth Marsden, who called her campaign Blind Panic, together skydivers from across the UK have raised more than £38,000. Former PE teacher Elizabeth from Prestwick in Ayrshire has a guide dog called Ivan and was inspired to raise money by her own sight loss journey, having been diagnosed with glaucoma aged 35. Elizabeth employed her PE training to organise fundraisers into geographical areas, then contacted a skydive centre within each before handing the reins over to the area's fundraising team leader to make arrangements. Elizabeth said, "Once I realised we were getting applications from all over the country and large numbers were involved, my PE training kicked in. PE teachers, when faced with large numbers of people, organise them into teams and make sure each team has a captain." There have been skydives in Swansea in South Wales, Honiton in Devon, Brackley in Northamptonshire, Lancaster in Lancashire, Nottingham, Ashford in Kent, Old Sarum in Salisbury, at Fife Airport in Glenrothes, and at Shotton Colliery in Durham. Elizabeth travelled to Kent for her own skydive. She added, "I do not have the words to describe the experience, except to say it was truly amazing. We were extremely high with views of London, Essex and even France. What's not to love?" Included here is a photograph of Elizabeth skydiving with an instructor. Michelle Moss spent 7.5 hours swimming the length of Lake Windermere, Cumbria, raising nearly £2,000 for guide dogs in memory of her late father, Keith Fairhurst. Keith and wife Rose were popular members of the Pembrokeshire Group and helped with the weekly Saundersfoot Harbour stall, come rain or shine. Michelle said, "It wasn't just standing on a stall, it was meeting people, the social side. There would always be a hot chocolate and a piece of cake involved as well. They made so many friends and were made to feel so welcome from day one." Included here is a photograph of Michelle in her wetsuit, ready to swim.